guys, welcome to the podcast. Please introduce yourselves and explain what we're talking about today.
Thank you for having us. My name is Marcelo Moran. New in the community, like 8 years ago, I moved here. Everybody welcomed me, all the locals. Now we're trying to do an activity, a surf contest. We did it for New Year's Eve, the first contest.
A quick one too.
Yeah, quick one. Came out of 3 days. We just had the idea, let's make a contest. And then we start asking everybody for donations, like surf schools, a lot of surf school restaurants, hotels, they all donate a little bit. So we put it all together and we had a great time. Now we're trying to do it again. This time we're trying to keep all the surfers together and make sure we help the kids for community. Then they don't have much money and it's just going to be the beginnings to go back to school. So that's the name of the contest. It's called Go Back to School, and we're trying to donate scholar stuff, books, shoes, backpacks. Any donation for them will be great. Then a donation, it's going to go through Dreamcatcher Foundation. Cynthia is going to help us to make sure which kids really have the need for all those things.
So my name is Joel Rivera, known as Chata. I'm from downtown Osara. I came here 17 years ago. I had a great welcome from the community. A lot of people helped me out, locals. I mean, Rich was one of the first ones, I think, and Eric back in the days. So yeah, I think it's time to like kind of give back to the community. That's all about the contest. That's all about what we're focusing about. So yeah, we're happy to be here and to share it with everybody.
So the first contest that happened fast, 3 days, but you had good momentum. It seems like it was well received. So now you're going to continue it and get it going?
Yes. The first contest with Marcelo and we they were in Blue Crate about, they hear about it and say, hey, I want to jump in, I want to help out. So we kind of bring it out like quick in 3 days. So we got great support from the like local surf shops.
Michael,
Nosara CR, Juan Surfo, Nosara Tico, Nadav. And then we thought like, oh, maybe we should do another one, but how about for the kids? No, so then we had an idea. And
nice. Go ahead and explain again. So for this one, you're not just necessarily looking for standard donations. You're saying supplies, books,
supplies for kids,
pencils, shoes, pens,
uniforms.
Money for uniforms, just that type of stuff. Did I hear you right?
Yes, that's how actually competitors can get to sign up for this contest. It's a donation, so feel good. You come compete, then you're going to get some money, too.
We're trying
to give some money to the first places. And then for the rest, we have the surf shops, restaurants helping us with gifts, gift cards, and also some of the stuff like leashes, deck pads, and wax.
Nice, man. You're hitting every level of the community here.
Yeah, we're trying to bring it all together, right?
Like, I think The main idea with this is make people conscious of like how much the community give all of us. But the idea is to make people conscious of giving back, like a small percent, a tiny percent. We're not asking for much. We just need support, and it's all for the community. So like once again, it's for all of us. Symbolically, all of us, like you, me, him, kids, you know?
Yeah, and competing, like it's to have a good time, we're all together, it's a party all together, we're seeing good surfing, it makes you be a good surfer. You don't need to be the best, you know, you just come here, hang out with us.
That was my next question, because surfing in a contest is scary for some people. You're so much better than me, I would never have a chance. So if I surf in a contest, I know I'm going to lose, but I like what you're saying and the idea of everything, and you're saying it's not about
winning. I mean, it's not about being the first place, it's about putting those kids back to school. It's about giving back to the community. So it's all about basically just having fun, having a good time and bringing us together.
And if I bring notepads and books and stuff, that's my admission. Did I hear you right?
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Totally. That's the mission right there.
And we got the Ocean Church, man. So we all come together to enjoy and share.
Yeah.
So instead of fighting, we all get to meet friends. If we were not friends, now we're competing, we're surfing, we're hanging all day on the beach. We became better friends, you know?
Nice.
And we can do more things together. Other ideas. More hands can bring more opinions, different perspective, more help.
It seems like that's where what we need in Nosara more than anything is awareness. Because Nosara's not a secret anymore. So the days of us like being quiet about, that's gone. If they're coming here, we may as well be smart about it. And that's what it seems like you're saying. It's like, hey, get involved. Here is a way to easily get involved. Just come down to the beach and meet us. we're locals and we're trying to help the other kids from here. And now that you're here, can you get in on that too? We're not even asking you for lots of money. We're just asking for some support or some donations. Am I hearing this right?
Yes, 100% right. What I like from this type of activities, which is like, let's say contests, tournaments, coming all together, enjoying the same passion, which is surfing. We do it every day, every morning, every afternoon. It's also bringing the community together. I know development, when towns grow, people carry for their own pockets, for their own bank account. How about we come together and we carry for one bank account, which is future,
everything,
community, everything. So that, I think that's like also part of this, bringing everybody together instead of being separate from ambition, which is happens, putting us together.
And that's the cool thing of surfing. Yeah, it doesn't matter what your society like level, or I don't know how to say it, but you can be a doctor, you can come surf with us. You can be a construction working, you can come surf with us, hang out with us, because we all share in the same place. And yeah, also we have like more activities or even projects alongside with the locals.
Before you get to that, what time is the contest and how do people join? Who do they need to contact?
The Saturday, 7 a.m. here at the main parking lot. It's going to be open, masculine, feminine. It's going to be longboard division, same masculine, feminine. And we're going to have under 14 years old.
Grums.
Nice. Grums. Okay, so men's and women's of each category, shortboard and longboard, and then also under 14.
Yes, and then by the end of the heat, we're trying to have a legendary heat back on the times with the first legends from the town.
Yeah.
Good like surfers. Master.
That's so like, right.
Not yeah, master, yeah. But the beginning, like the ones that we look after. Now we're here. Now we're going to look after other kids. So, you know, that's how the fire keeps going.
That'll be fun.
So what we're trying to bring into this is moving into that cycle. Like you support me back in the days. Eric support me back in the days. I remember Eric pushing me into 506 to learn English. I want to be the guy that says, hey, I want to support this kid and pull him in 506. To learn English, right. For to open up windows, to become a surfer, to become a doctor, to become whatever dreams they have. That's why we call it also, that's why we're also working with Dream Catcher Nosara. We're trying to catch up dreams and make them bright out, you know? So we want to give back, exactly, and just keep that cycle, you know? Like, keep it going. So next generation.
They help us, now it's time to help them, and that way they're going to help others.
This is one of the coolest contests I've ever been around in many, many years, and I appreciate what you're doing.
Hopefully 7 until 5. That's the idea.
So just through the day?
Through a whole day. We're going to change times too, so all the competitors got to be checking with us, with the beach marshal, to see when is the next heat.
Right.
So if we stop the contest for 1 hour standby or two, we'll always keep checking with the beach marshal.
No worries. Just come down at 7 a.m. on Saturday.
Yeah, 7 a.m. starting, hopefully through sunset. I think ceremony will probably happen in Selena.
Okay.
They're donating that, which is amazing. We have a big support from that.
Nice.
So like the ceremony, the podiums and all of that.
Remember, we're going to give money to the first place, hopefully. So guys, come on, surf, sign up. You can hit up me or write Joel.
Or they can just show up too?
They can show up and we can do best, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
The idea for that, too, if you can always confirm in advance, would be great, so we can have all the names already.
They can either find Marcelo's,
my Instagram, or through my phone, some of them. We're going to make a post today with the phone number or with the email so you can reach to us.
Okay, so say your Instagram accounts, please.
Marcelo, M, and I.
Chatasurf, 506, okay. 506. I think also could reach me out as a WhatsApp number, 8317-3905, to sign up.
I'm sure it will be easy to find us, like,
okay.
Everybody knows us, so we try to go around, we try to spread the word in town, so we're doing it.
Or if they message in to us, we'll bounce them over and point them your direction. Okay, so next question, our next subject, rather. You guys have the association. You have other activities all the way from Nicoya to here. It seems like it's not just the contest. You guys are gathering momentum in a bigger way.
Well, I began that, yeah, with Joel. I told him too. And also Dorian has been helping. Jordani has been helping. And kind of the four of us see, like, we look at each other and you're like, let's do something. Okay, let's do something. So we're trying to ask also Dorian and I help like sponsorships and stuff before for contest. And now it was like, but why don't we just try to help and see if like good karma comes back and we get the help back too. So it's been great, and that creates things that we did. We went to Nicoya, teach some kids from Nicoya, then we brought them here. We teach them on the pool, and then we brought them here, and they had
a good time. How did that go? Like, tell us about it. What were the feelings for the kids? What'd you see?
Man, we were teaching Josimar's kid, Noah. I was like, I'm with Josimar's kid teaching him surfing right now. And Josie asked, like, are you guys are doing the lessons? And I was like, yeah, we are. He was like, okay, cool. He was stoked that his kid was surfing with us, and he also take him surf. So, man, it's like the feeling. And then I had people from high school. I grew up in Nicoya, and then I got people in high school or school that I went with them, and now I'm teaching their kids. And I'm like, wow, times is just happening.
It's like Yel said, the circle.
Yeah,
like,
time to give. And yeah, that's why this begins. And now we're having another good project with Dorian. Again, we would like to help kids and give them boards. There is a cool kid in Futu in Garza. My friend Anthony Flores too, he's shaped. He got his brand.
Is he Goofy Foot?
He's Goofy Foot.
Okay,
So Anthony's from Hakko, and he started shaping his boards. He works with Carnival Surfboards before, so now he got his own branding. Great. Magic Mushrooms, that's the name of it.
Okay.
And he's donating boards to kids all over Costa Rica. So he came here, find me, he's like, hey, find me a good kid that I can support. Got this one in Garza, so I'm trying to, like, we're trying to coach some of the kids, hopefully, to give back now. As others give us, now it's time for help.
The name of the organization again, did I catch that? Can you say it again? What are you calling yourself?
Dreamcatcher Foundation.
So Dreamcatchers is they're kind of the funnel to position the landing of the donations.
Yes.
And whatnot. And then what do you guys call in the Surf Association? Like,
so yeah, this is another meeting. Actually, I had a meeting today with them. So we're trying to make a contest, bring back Triple Crown. So
I do remember that, and that was fun.
That's another.
Oh, geez, that brought me back. That's like,
yeah, no, we're trying to, like, we're trying
2011
to, like, hit,
or
we're
something.
Trying to hit 2010, 2012.
Yeah, 2010, yeah.
So we're with this movement. It's kind of like maybe a movement. We'll call it a movement. Why not?
I mean, like, action reaction. If we start doing something, a lot of people is gonna react and it's gonna start helping us.
That's very Nosara. Like, this is just awesome across the board. Here's. I'd like to invite you guys back at the end of this high season to see where you're at, and you can make a statement of where you're going next. You completely have my support, 100%. I love exactly what you're doing, and thank you for doing it.
Thank you. Yeah. I also wanted to say, yeah, like, he's supporting, like, they're trying to support kids that has talented levels, you know, for surfing, also talented levels for dancing, talented levels for drawing.
Many other things.
So we're trying to impact, like,
hey, what is it you said? Oh, you said, hey, instead of the contest, you were working that angle. You said, what are we going to do? You just said, let's just do good. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, let's just do good. You know, what comes around goes around.
Right.
So you're trying to do good. I was going to say that we want to help, not just on this subject of surfing, also going back to a school, Garza School, like I say early.
Or this, we help in, remember the party for the kids?
Yes, exactly. It's almost 300 kids.
Oh, yeah. In Nosara.
Like, that impact for us, like, in our hearts, in our, like, brains, that was so beautiful, you know, to see.
They got candies, they got food, they play with us. It was a great time.
Hey, the entertainment and the people in that event were impressive, too. Like, the amount of people between dance, culture, art, music, all these different things that's not been available here historically for the kids coming up.
Yeah.
There's so many talented kids.
That's right.
In this whole area, you know, they just need small little push.
Yeah.
Small little help.
An angle, an avenue, like opportunity.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, oh, hey, Garza School. You wanted to talk about Garza School.
Yes, I was going to go into that. So, like, Garza School, they're trying to reach out the government. As we know, it's like the beginning of the year. People are in a lot of different things. Their heads are all over. So Garza School has a big problem right now. I want to do a big call to, like, companies around. Construction companies, big companies, hotels. The situation is that Garza School is so exposed to the ocean that the roof is falling apart. So we need support to put a roof on Garza so the kids can go back to school on February.
Do we know how much they need?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question.
Well, we know.
How about how much you're going to give? I think they need a lot. It's a big school. It's a new school. But since they built it they haven't been able to like attain it.
So it's right by the ocean.
It's right there.
And yesterday, Garza, actually, I was in at that school yesterday because we had a meeting there with the community. So if anybody want to give a donation, can reach me and I can give you the contact of the right person in charge for the
right
Garza
on.
Association.
Hey, maybe before then, sometime we'll get back in the studio and like get our mics and I like what you're doing and other people will like it too. I think the issue is a lot of people, they don't know what they don't know. So if they don't know you or they don't see this, like we got to get the message out there. So thank you for coming on.
Oh, yeah.
I hope this helps.
Thank you.
But I like what you're doing and I hope that you can do it over a long period of time consistently.
So yeah, I think for me, I'm super down. And actually, I was telling Marcelo, bro, how about we continue doing this every 2 months, every 3 months, and keep helping others? Like, okay, we'll help this kid. Maybe somebody else needs a hat. So to impact the whole community, not just on kids, maybe there are like old couples in town and they don't have what to eat. Old guys, 60s, 70s. I have helped them in the past.
We're gonna keep going.
We're not gonna stop. It's gonna grow up. That's like the main focus. At least every 2 months, every 3 months, every 1 month.
So that was my question, because anyone can do one event. The key is doing it consistently, right? Because people might not be here. They might hear about this later. They'll see this episode months from now or next year. But we still want them to get back. And if you guys are continuously doing it, that's how it grows.
That's how it grows, yes. So like,
you just have to keep going. Now, hey, this is a fun subject, though, so I like it. This isn't a hard one. This is surfing. We're already surfing. If in Hermosa, down south of Hako, in Hermosa area, they have, what is it, like a weekly backyard contest, like on Fridays?
Yes.
We could do that monthly
quarterly. We can do, they were doing it. Gilda Iwana was doing an expression session because Jordan brought it back. He was like, okay, giving some money to the first place. And that kind of keeps surfing alive. And then we were like, okay, let's do it together. So Nadav helped us with the speaker and stuff, the microphone, and then Michael helped us with a few other things. And even Gilda Iwana gave us a few things.
So there's unity across different businesses and competitors even, like it's kind of flowing.
That's the nice thing.
I think that's like the main focus. Like bring us together and keep it growing, you know, as a community. It's not a secret that like Nosara is growing, you know. It's not a secret that Nosara has always been a community, but now I think now that like you say, like is we are in that limit to like either go in a good way or bad way. How about we keep it on a good way?
I really do feel that way. I think Nosara can go this way or it can go that way, and we need to step up right now and come together.
Yeah, exactly.
And those activities are to keeping it humble. And they come with respect for us and the love for surfing. We're just sharing the love for surfing, and that's a cool thing. Like, nobody's better than anybody. Again, humbleness here in this game, but helping, giving back. The ocean gives us so much time to give back, like beach cleanups and stuff. Those are great things we can do as surfers.
It is your idea, though, of finding miscellaneous causes or different people and situations that caught my attention. I'm gonna stay close with you guys. Thank you for what you're doing. Do you have anything else you'd like to say or get out there while you have this platform?
Come surf on Saturday.
We're waiting for you guys.
Yeah.
Come hang out.
No, for sure. Yeah, I would like to throw a message to like big companies. You know, it's not a secret that we all make good money here. It's not a secret that we all have high seasons in here. So I think that the message I think for everybody is like, bring it out, you know, and support community.
Can I try to do a synopsis? If you're here, get involved.
Please get involved. Like, we need you. We need you.
Do.
We all need you. Nosara needs you.
That's right.
Nosara needs you. You know, like let's all take care. Let's all look after each other instead of being spread out and separate. Let's look after each other. I think that's like the main message.
I'm thrilled. I'm very happy to back you guys. I don't see where you're gonna mess anyone up here.
I think maybe a negative thing could be like, obviously it's not a secret that Nosara or like Guiones Beach is part of the National Refuge of Austinal Tortoise Wild Refuge, right? So I think the worst can happen is that Minae will like shut out and close the contest, which we are not doing nothing big. We're not destroying we're actually supporting the community. We're doing cleaning, hopefully the whole day long. I think, it's obviously necessary to get permits. We're gonna work on that. I'm already behind that with some friends of mine that are trying to help me out. So hopefully no negative thoughts. All we want is positive vibration, good energies, support, and bring the community together.
Good waves.
Okay, exactly. Mensajes para los ticos de...
Ah, sí, los ticos, bueno, ya saben, todos los amigos están invitados. Yo siempre paso invitando a todos los compas, amigos y amigas del área, los que nunca han competido, las chicas, muchas chicas que dicen, uy, qué miedo competir. Y nosotros, no, tranquila, venga. Es más, vamos a tener hits para los principiantes que nunca han competido antes, amateurs. Ellos pueden venir, principiantes compitiendo, ¿verdad? Obviamente son surfistas, solo que tienen muchos nervios al competir, entonces este puede ser un buen evento para que vengan, compartan y salgan de ese miedo, ¿verdad? Y se sientan bien.
Espero divertido. Sí. Es buena oportunidad.
Sí, sí, no, bueno, para los locales, pues, hacer un gran llamado, ¿verdad? Para que, pues, nos ayuden, tanto con el soporte de los niños, con los materiales escolares, también como el orden, la limpieza en la playa, ¿verdad? Bueno, cualquier ayuda es bienvenida y, pues, queremos verlos a todos como una comunidad, juntas, pasándola bien, sonriendo, agarrando buenas olas, ¿sabes? Disfrutando buenas vibras, claro, buenas vibras siempre.
Y ya, bueno, muchos locales nos ayudaron a este torneo para el 31, para despedir el año, Nosaratico, todos los locales siempre nos ayudan, a Michael, Juan Surfos, todas las personas siempre están atentas a nosotros, entonces muchas gracias a ellos siempre, ¿verdad?, que nos dan su apoyo.
So, en realidad, excluyendo todo.
Todo, sí, la comunidad entera. Sí. No queremos como excluir a nadie, no queremos poner como etiquetas, mira, tú eres malo, no, por favor, ven, sé parte de la comunidad.
Okay.
Welcome anybody.
Es entiende? Una competición, pero en realidad el propósito no es para ganar, es para incluir.
Sí. Vamos a ganar, pero buenas energías, buenas vibras, buen momento, como tiempo de calidad, como comunidad. Sí, claro, ese es el main, como... lo principal, pienso.
Y va a haber buen surfing, entonces siempre es bueno ver buen surfing.
Ok, mucha suerte, muchísimas gracias por todos.
Gracias, pura vida. Ya, man. Chao, buddy.
Okay.